P-21. Zhongnanhai, Beijing, China. By the time Ding Ziyang was in communication with his nation's key military leaders and ready to deliver the order none had ever wanted to hear, the order to end all orders, and the only order known in their circle quite simply as the order, the situation around it had changed dramatically.
Our nuclear sites are offline, gulped the commander who had first broken the news to Ding about their nation's geostationary satellites going dark just minutes earlier.
Sir, they're down. There's nothing we can do.
Ding narrowed his eyes.
That's not how this works, he snapped. They can't knock everything offline because everything isn't online. But if they really have taken down the launch systems that are connected...
Oh my God.
Ding, along with the handful of other men in a room which contained many of the most powerful in the world due to their positions within the party hierarchy, but few whose names would be known by any but the most keen Western observers of international politics, fell silent and waited for the man to relay whatever was on his screen. The situation was evidently developing by the second, since nothing on the large table-based information screen they could all see had yet changed to reflect anything worth a gasping reaction.
It's not them, the man went on. Sir, the Americans have lost everything too. They think it's us.
They're masking their intent, another voice called. Its owner turned to Ding. Sir, don't fall for it. If our data shows that their sights have gone dark, it's because they're making it appear so. They're lulling us in. First our satellites, now our launch sites. No, we have to hit while we can. Do it. Give the order.
Every eye in the room rested on Ding Ziyang, while the fate of their planet rested in his hands. Everything rested on his reaction, on the next words that would come out of his mouth. But his attention, at least visually, had fallen on one of the many screens adorning the wall of his war room. On it, Clark McCarthy had almost fallen backwards to the ground in a manner that the translator for the Chinese network, which was relaying the live American footage, had just editorially interjected, looked suspiciously like it had been telekinetically caused. These words appeared as subtitled captions on the bottom of the muted screen and were replaced by others by the time any of Ding's underlings had turned to see what he was looking at.
Something is happening in New York, Ding said. My order is this. No strikes.
Sir,
the room's most vocal pro-strike voice called again.
We have to.
It's not the Americans, Ding calmly stated.
Gentlemen,
it's the aliens.
No one said anything.
They seem to have intervened like they did with DS-1, when an international nuclear escalation appeared too likely for them to stay out of it any longer. Ready our forces, but not for the Americans, and not for a long-distance strike. With what we know of the problems on New Kerguelen, I fear the squadron who cast our country into shadow might be back. Tell the Cubans what we know, in case Havana sees a return too, but most of all, ready our forces, and tell everyone to look up.